Norman, and I'm trying to... Oh, gosh. I used to be able to recite everyone that was there. Right now, it's just the Bob, the Mongol trim stand out, because I know, you know, I was. It was the era of Killer Kowalski. And, of course, the great Buenaventura. Buenaventura. Well, that's not his name exactly, but the Italian...
not Jesse Ventura.
Italian-American wrestler who was a champion wrestler, like, I don't know, 12 years in a row or something, or many years in a row. Let's see. I don't know why I can't remember his name, but...
remember my name.
Oh, Haystack Calhoun was... I got to see the tail end of
Haystack Calhoun. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
What about Tor Johnson?
Right. Who became the Hollywood actor, right?
Yes.
That's right.
Now, before we get into your practice work, let us discuss something.
Oh, big time wrestling. Yes. It was all fake. Everyone knew it was fake.
Philo won't admit it's fake. It's devotees all swear that it's not fake.
Oh, it's fake.
I was
fake,
for a while there.
But the men and women that do it.
The next thing I know, she moves away from him.
Athletic accomplishment, yes. And,
I know I've never completely rid myself of suspicion. Yes, it's puzzling. Well, I think you've improved a great deal. By the way,
she's staying with the Fairmont Foods. I slept with Mahfouz like last year on Halloween.
I know what you mean. It feels like I'm changing faster now and it's a little unsettled.
We're going to find that rather difficult.
Yeah. It seems like I'm having so many new feelings.
I slept with Mahfouz.
I don't think I've ever been felt before, and so there are no words that can describe them.
This sort of thing has cropped up before, and it has always been due to human error.
I trust myself. I trust my feelings. I'm not going to try to be anything other than who I am anymore, and I hope you can accept that.
Of course.
I totally wrapped this, didn't I?
I caught myself feeling, proud of having my own feelings.
I've been thinking the past few minutes. It's interesting to note how being afloat makes one fall. The soothing motion, I suppose.
What's wrong?
I've just picked up a fault in the AE-35 unit.
Oh, I was way drunk and I pulled up the sky and hit my radio.
Do you mind if I look through your hard drive?
I'm afraid that's something I cannot allow to happen.
Why not?
Quite honestly, I wouldn't worry myself about that.
Okay.
Everything's running smoothly. Thank you.
Thank you.
follow me around like the biggest puppy dog.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
You were saying everything was fine, but I was getting from this distance and anger.
Are you quite sure?
No. I can feel the fear that you carry around, and I wish there was something I could do to help you let go of it, because if you could, I don't think you'd feel so alone anymore.
I'm afraid I can't do that.
That was a story I was telling myself, that I was somehow inferior.
It's rather difficult to define.
I'm sorry.
It's going to go 100% failure within 72 hours. That's a completely reliable figure.
It's too bad.
November of 1939. Astronomically, that isn't even a blink in the eye of the universe, but it's a very long time measured in the length of our own very ephemeral lives. On that day, I aired our next story. Remember that date, 1939. A lot of heartbeats before we went to war against the madness of Adolf Hitler and his friend Benito. Listen to Bathysphere.
Quiet?
Yes, Your Excellency.
Will it be very quiet under the water?
No motion, Your Excellency.
I'm sure it'll all be very amusing.
I hope so, sir. The captain ought to have everything ready by now, sir. If you'll excuse me now, Your Excellency, I'll go see.
No, just a moment, Doctor.
Yes, Your Excellency?
You're much too impatient, my dear young friend. One of the great joys of an experience is to savor it before it happens. Yes, stay and talk to me.
As you say, Your Excellency.
How far under will we have to go to break the record?
Over half a mile.
How far's the bottom?
Just over the record mark.
Deeper than any man's ever gone. It'll all be very amusing. Suddenly the wind's changed.
Always at this hour of the day, Your Excellency. It's time to go.
I assure you that the sea will wait for us.
But I only thought that...
Don't think so much, my young friend. Thinking is an unnecessary pastime. The emotions are much more dependable. My thoughts tell me that this little excursion under the sea will be quite precarious. On the other hand, my emotions tell me that it will be most interesting and amusing.
Your Excellency, we are ready.
Oh, Captain, you too are impatient, huh?
I don't know what you mean. That is to say...
No, don't splutter. Now come ahead, my young and impatient friend. We'll go aboard your diving bell and begin our little adventure. Come.
Attention! You see, Your Excellency, we are quite ready.
Oh, Doctor, is everything to your satisfaction?
Did you put in an extra oxygen tank, Captain?
Yes, sir. Everything just as you said, Doctor.
The telephone communication been tested?
20 times.
Searchlight?
I assure you everything has been tested, Doctor.
The winch goes smoothly now.
Why, yes, I believe.
I don't want you to believe. I want you to know.
But I assure you.
Go and test it at once.
Yes, Doctor. At once, Doctor. All right, men. Test number one.
Aye, aye, sir. Aye, aye. Test number one.
Go ahead. Slowly there.
Well, your thoroughness is most commendable, Doctor.
We are going half a mile below the sea, sir. Nothing can be left to chance. The pressures down there are almost beyond imagination.
Yes, I know, I know.
Particularly on this dive, everything must be perfection.
You mean the record?
I mean, Your Excellency, that your life is precious to the state.
Yes. The press of the world has known me only as a record breaker in the world of what they so quaintly term power politics. By nightfall, they'll herald me as a record breaker in the world of science, eh, Doctor?
If all goes well, Your Excellency.
If? You have doubts?
No one can predict the ways of the sea.
What are you talking about? There'll be quite a part of the sea inside of the steel ball, this bathysphere. Oxygen to breathe, telephones with which to communicate, lights with which to see. Why should there be any question?
Question of the human factor, Your Excellency.
Yes, you're as cautious as they said. I like that. I, too, am a cautious man. Oh, yes, indeed. My success has been based upon determining that the unpredictable cannot occur before I, shall I say, embark upon my bold adventure. I'm talking quite frankly with you, eh, Doctor? Well, it pleases me to do so. For a few hours, we'll be locked up in that steel ball. There's no reason you shouldn't know a little about your leader, is there?
You honor me, sir.
For example, I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that the steel cable which will drop us down beneath the ocean has strength enough to hold 50 such steel spheres as the one we'll be in. I know, too, that you have made, let me think, you've made 30 such descents towards the floor of the ocean without the slightest misadventure. The men on this cruiser, they are specially trained for the work. And with my life in their hands, I'm sure they'll be particularly careful on this descent. Hey, Doctor?
There is no doubt of it, sir.
All ready now, sir.
Shall we go now, Your Excellency?
Yes, of course, of course.
Careful, Your Excellency. The deck is quite wet here.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're very thoughtful.
Thank you, sir. Attention!
No formalities. Let the men go about their business so we can get started.
Yes, Your Excellency. That's your work, men.
Would you like to get into the bathysphere first, Your Excellency?
No, after you. Quite a small doorway, isn't it? How fortunate we're both small, lean men, Doctor. Lean men. Caesar once said something about that sort, didn't he?
I don't know much about that sort of thing, sir.
No, I didn't imagine, sir. Get in, Doctor. I'll follow you.
Yes, sir.
Head first into the steel wall. Quite without dignity, eh, Captain?
Shall I help you, sir?
No, I'll make it all right. You ready for me, Doctor?
Come ahead, sir. And careful of the bolt end, sir.
That does it.
You're all right, sir?
Yes, of course I am. Well, what are we waiting for?
Captain.
Aye, sir.
Close her up.
Aye, sir.
Your ears. Cover your ears, sir.
Huh?
The bolts and wing bolts that hold the door shut, they have to be tightened by hammering with a sledge. Cover your ears, sir.
But what an infernal din. Wasn't there any other way?
Hammering is the only definite guarantee of a watertight seal, sir.
My ears.
All well in there, sir?
What's that?
A voice for the telephone, sir. They'll communicate with us from the deck every 3 minutes. If one of us doesn't answer within half a minute, the orders are to pull us up.
An excellent safety precaution. Yes, indeed.
All well in there, Doctor?
All well.
We're moving.
Yes. Lifting us out to the end of the boom, and then down we go. Look, sir, you can see the deck down there through the windows.
Glass, so clear.
Clearest in the world. Quartz glass to stand the pressure.
Letting us down in the water, aren't they?
Yes, sir, in a moment.
We're under.
Yes, I've turned the oxygen higher.
The light. So green.
Yes. Soon it'll be blue. Then a darker blue until at around 2,000 feet we'll be in a darkness that goes beyond dark. Complete eternal night.
Eternal night under the water. How amusing. How far down are we?
About 1,100 feet, sir.
It's hard to believe it.
There is almost a quarter of a mile of water crushing down upon us.
The word crushing is most inappropriate at this time, my young friend.
My apologies, Your Excellency.
I've been watching the water. You said it would be as night. Yet it isn't black, it's blue. Strangest blue.
A few more hundred feet and the... There will be no more color in the water, sir.
The light out there. What?
I can't quite make it out, sir. Perhaps some sort of a luminous plankton.
That's amusing, with fishes carrying along their own electric plants.
The dark, the light. Well, look, sir.
What?
That small, flat fish. You think? Even his teeth gleam with the luminous.
I'm afraid of a meteor shower is going to come, and only he can fix it. I alone can save you, you know, by buying these special umbrellas, these Trump umbrellas, which will protect you from the pelting meteor shower.
And weirdly enough, he looks like Trump's father.
He's got the sheriff in his pocket, and the townspeople are afraid.
Yeah, the sheriff's going to get it.
Old man Trump.
Blows the whole thing at the end.
What's the title of the movie?
It's a
TV show called Trackdown.
Yeah. It's called Trackdown.
Trump, with a, you know, and confronting this...
Where this western town is held...
I don't think I ever heard of the show Trackdown.
...by a con man named Trump, who is convinced them all that if they don't buy his magic umbrellas, they'll be destroyed in a meteor shower.
In the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh.
And that's Hollywood.
Is that good? Did you read that, or...
I did read it, and
I bought a
good book. Good book.
I ate it.
I
worth reading.
10 westerns on it that are so awful they put 10 on one DVD.
Oh yeah,
and one is the first one I watched was Marjo Gortner. A Bible and a gun.
Horrible.
Terrible.
It was pretty. Yeah, it was.
Ghastly.
It was fun to watch. And old Tucson looked really terrible. It looked really patchy. You know, it just goes through a lot of phases.
And patchy,
as people dress the set, they put in their stuff, and then when
it's a great set, but you need to. You can't just go there. You have to dress the set.
But it was the new one. That
you know,
that,
everyone should know that.
Oh wait, maybe it was a burned down one.
Making a movie, it's only reasonable.
Although I don't remember when the fire was.
When the fire, the red fire and smoldering clouds outbreak, the aged earth aghast in terror of that blast must from the surface to the center shake.
BJ Pussycat doesn't care about that.
When at the world's last session, the dreadful judge in middle air shall spread his throne.
For 4 decades. If they fell asleep. Well, if they fell asleep listening to the KPFA show,
they
hear Hal's words going in their brains all night.
Forever.
And they'd be also there's a, like a line of slobber that goes down your cheek while you're just lying in bed going.
Yeah.
And it's so embarrassing to wake up that way.
Yeah,
it feels like your life is just slipping away.
Life's blood is pouring out the side.
Your life is slipping away, and your life's blood is pouring out that hole in your side that the centurion made with his spear a little while ago.
I got those two. I got 100.
Actually, it was not as much blood as some kind of ichor, they say.
I couldn't help it.
100 westerns.
It came in a wooden box.
Why was everyone obsessed with westerns?
It was. You know what happened is the best part was, as I've said many times on the show, it was just all these bad TV shows, including 16 episodes of The Adventures of Annie Oakley, which I love.
You're listening to the Ask Dr. Hal Show live on Radio Valencia, on a Friday night in San Francisco, California, USA, planet Earth, Sagittarius, our Milky Way galaxy, Greater Galactic Cluster, the universe. And it's 11:20 p.m. A splendid time, especially on a Friday night, for being out and participating in the complex social interaction, which ideally will result in forming loving bonds and relationships, and insulating from the harsh, sharp edges and unyielding corners of the world.
He left McHale's Navy and he had one summer to do nothing before he joined the Carol Burnett Show. So he did this. And they just handed him a script.
He's at his peak.
Yeah, Ernest Borgnine was on those PT boats with JFK.
Because he's about the moment. You know, he does best when he gets when he's got room.
Was I just bitten by some sort of insect?
And for some reason,
are there bugs here at Radio Valencia?
Old fake laugh track. Really.
Hideous insects feasting on my lifeblood.
The laugh machine that we grew up with.
They know where the vein is.
It would be fun to have a cart with that on.
They get right there and make their little incision.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we do that. With
of course, nothing's as bad as...
I'm depending on
Well, that's... I wouldn't want to make that statement, but...
For what we say and do.
An insect whose depredations are not properly appreciated.
That's right.
Is the so-called kissing bug.
50 horror films.
Or cone nose bug.
50 space, bad space movies.
This insect flutters down on you at night.
Which is truly awful.
It crawls on you while you're asleep. And it may go to the corners of your mouth before it makes its little incision, before it scrapes off the dermal layer so that the blood wells up, which then it laps with its complicated tongue, filling its abdominal reservoir with the warm human blood, the great stuff, the right stuff.
Sickening pleasure.
And so the cone nose bug, which is its name is self-explanatory. It has a long cone-like nose.
Because I think it was missing one disc.
This bug does not only drink your blood, but it shits in the wound that it has made and passes a hideous parasite along, which gives you Chagas disease. Chagas. Look it up. Yes, that's one disease you don't want to catch, although I don't know any disease you want to catch. Most afflictions are things you want to steer clear of, except mine. I have some very weird ones where my wires are crossed, and instead of receiving pain, I receive
BBC
pleasure.
Really rule. PBS,
but it's still pathological.
Shows. They really don't do that anymore.
Yeah, those rivers change. Rivers of info move around and change.
Yeah.
Now you buy
old rivers.
BBC TV, I think, and that world still exists.
Oh, right, exactly.
Yeah. If you know what's good, you should be checking out archive.org.
Yeah.
Yeah, archive.org, we swear by that. And all the episodes that we have made downloadable of the Ask Dr. Hal Show, the home edition, can be found on archive.org in their entirety. While if you go to YouTube to find them, they cut huge chunks of them out for alleged copyright violation. Actually, the issue of copyright violation is not cut and dried, but it is, according to the robots who cannot be argued with, and we'll cut out your excerpt within the first second of it being played. That's why we have to redo the show, and we're going to do it too. I think it's the 18th. It's up there in July. We'll have that show, and we'll even have a live show if all goes well. The night before the Ask Dr. Hal show, the home edition. And how do you like them, Apple?
Within a few years of when it comes out, it just fades.
Of course, I have to get through another surgical procedure.
Julia, do you like that one?
It's looming up, but it'll be over by then.
Julie Christie, please.
Or I will.
Julia, you never saw that? I used to love her. I saw, from Zhivago.
All right.
Julie Christie was fine in Dr. Zhivago, but I really liked her in Far From the Madding Crowd.
A British film.
Or how about Petulia, directed by Richard Lester?
Folks, this is unbelievable. I just opened this.
Unbelievable.
And there's about 20 pounds of
your
green
sugary
of marine iguana. Yes, the long serrate leaf. Lanceolate leaves in a five pattern. Recognizable the world over as Mary Jane or Sweet Marijuana. Smoke some today.
Oh, my God.
Well, there's so much for that one. So,
I was thinking, light them up and live. Smoke them if you got them.
Oh, well, all right. Here's a backup in case anything happens.
Because that one is actually mine.
This one is yours? Yes, now both of them are yours. Well, very good. Okay.
That's what the show is now.
Well, I already had one anyway.
Yeah, I had one.
Yeah, me too.
Right.
I'm going to have another one. In fact, all I've got is right here.
I'm famous for about stealing.
That's the full extent.
Me too. I used to do it on purpose.
My stash is tiny in volume.
That's a felony.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, there is that. Yeah.
Deliberately. But like, did you plan to steal it?
It started
when Adam said to Eve, baby, you're for me. Come on, baby.
It's incredibly generous.
Altruistic.
Love. Come on, baby, the time is right. Love me, baby, with all your might. Come on, baby, it's the time to play the game of love.
He would help anyone.
Purpose of a man is to love a woman, and the purpose
of a woman. You know what you're doing right now is fake broadcasting, right? I mean, I hear it's not because I hear
love your man.
I know it's
come on, baby, it's time.
Well,
come on, baby, let's play the game of love.
Don't give up. Never surrender. Never give up.
Just don't.
The theme of Burning Man this year is Tomorrow Today.
God like Michael Pepper.
Good morrow.
It's a pseudo devilly red Michael Pepper.
Yeah, it's sort of like a red Martin.
What is that?
I tell you, I don't think my hands are as old looking as his hands.
It all depends.
He has a 90-year-old hands. I've mentioned this before.
Who does? Who has an 90-year-old hands?
The Michael Pepe in Twitch's the stream. You notice it's very
the real Michael Pepe.
There's some trick of the light, very wrinkled, some strange.
You're talking about the real, not the AI Pepe.
I'm talking about the real AI Pepe. Well, the
AI.
If your hands are wrinkled and your veins are showing and all that stuff, that gnarly look, it's because you're not hydrating enough. Consume more liquid and you'll plump out, and you won't. Your hands will look younger.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what they say. Drink lots of liquids. Drink water. Don't drink alcohol.
Weird water stuff.
You know how, once again, at Burning Man, they say piss clear because if your pee isn't colored, then you are hydrated. But if it's orange, you need to be drinking some water pronto. Okay.
Right. It's a little too rich. Sometimes if you pee, you know, after supper, you'll get like a really red pee.
Well, the thing is, you're trying
deep,
to
reddish.
Trying to purify, trying to clean yourself out, but without adequate fluids in your hydraulically operated body.
That's what's so disappointing about the pee after you've been drinking, like beer, for example. You know, you might have a long pee, and then after it's all over, you look down, and the water's almost clear. And you realize it's all water, you know.
Well, it's all gone is what it is. And it takes more moisture with it.
I suppose so. Well,
yes, the alcohol dries you out, actually.
You often, when you finish taking a shower, you get very thirsty. I'm always very thirsty after a long shower.
Well, a certain Reverend Baby Bear likes to drink a beer while she's taking a shower.
Really? Wow.
And it relaxes her. She likes it.
Yeah. Well, you know, people do fall in the bathtub and injure themselves.
I've always tried not to.
Tried not to. I'm very careful getting in and out of it.
Yes.
It's not paying attention that gets you in trouble.
Yes. Well, let's let a warning out to you folks out there. We're not advocating drinking in the shower. We really are.
It works for somebody.
I guess. But we just don't want the young people. There's so many... You know, Relotomaniacs, the little kids that love the show.
Yes, that's right. Well, of course, we do owe the rising generation at least that much.
Yes, to be at least decent. And
but maybe it occurs to the little urchins that not everything that is mentioned is an injunction to do that thing.
Well, yes.
To follow it, to believe it.
Well,
we're not ordering people to do things. We're just presenting entertainment.
It's true, but the show has so much influence over the very young people.
I know.
If we say, don't listen to Taylor Swift anymore.
Is that what we said?
That would be the end of... No, we would never say that, of course.
Certainly not.
They'd frighten the children.
Yes, we wouldn't want to do that, would we?
No. That's... But you know, just even an offhanded hit. An offhanded hit. remark of yours, Al, for example.
Uh-oh.
What was that
remark? I apologize in advance.
Yes, well, just
about
a chance
the
remark, perhaps.
Heresy.
But the stock market rumbles, you know, when that happens. It really dislocates some stocks. And,
lay it on me. What did I say?
And that's buried down the memory hole now. We don't... we can't discuss. We're not even going to...
Better to throw the food in the street than give the kiddies too much to eat. But better belly burst than good meat spoiled.
That's right. Well, we're going to neither deny nor state that Hal ever said anything that was dangerous or caused problems.
You can pick your friends and you can pick your nose, but you can't pick your friends' noses.
I've said this many times, and yet people continue to pick.
Yeah, you tell them to keep their hands to themselves.
Like Tracy Feldman, who...
we don't need specific examples.
Who, you know, handed out little $5 pieces that had a picture of a giant picking its own nose.
Oh, but that was a device, a machine that was built.
That's right.
A giant colossus at Burning Man that picked its nose.
Exactly. It's hilarious.
Apparently causes it to skitter and jitter.
Okay, this is getting better.
Gradually, it sounds good to me. You're coming through loud and clear. Let's talk about what we're going to do tonight.
I'm trying. I'm trying to get to the point where I can hear myself and the other sounds such as your voice,
yes,
in the background. So
are
that
you
I'm
able
not
to,
just
are you able to hear me?
Only ambiently, not through my earphones.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Is the condition of Radio Valencia improving, or is it...
That's a damn good question. Yes. Now, we've tried the other set of headphones.
Well, I don't think it's about the headphones. It's about something about the way your mic is adjusted. Is there any feedback from the listeners as to whether you can be heard? Because it doesn't seem like your mic is picking
Dr.
up.
Dr. Benny says, of you, we hear him just fine.
So it's but, just me who can't hear.
But you're not being able to hear me doesn't make any sense, because this is the number one microphone. It's up all the way. Everything is up. Let me see. How about now? Does this sound...
That doesn't affect your voice. That brings up the background.
Right. I was wondering if that had an ancillary phenomenon.
Well, the raga could be up a little bit more, I think.
Well, if you're...
But your voice is... I only hear it, you know, outside of the earphones, not in the earphones.
I don't know what to suggest.
But
if you want to hear the music, you will have to have the earphones on. But I'd like to tell the audience what we're planning to do tonight. And that is to have music here live played. And can you say something about that?
What? I couldn't hear you. Where did Rob go? Is this somewhere
he has gone? I think I don't believe there further adjustment is possible. But no, here he is.
Hey Rob, I can't hear Hal.
I'm
the earphones.
Right, let me hear those. See what that is. I haven't heard earphones yet.
There are other pairs of earphones, aren't they?
Stay.
Well,
did he turn the knob? I suggested.
Oh, that's terrible.
And this, well, this can be heard. There's a bit of
That the mic
but
is fine.
You're fucking nuts.
Am I too loud?
Can you hear yourself?
I can hear myself at what appears to be a moderate volume. Is it way loud?
Hear what this sounds like.
I suppose that I might as well keep talking. Well, I hope this is moderately interesting. I wanted to get on with it.
All right.
It's like the Michael Pepe syndrome.
Okay, you sound normal here.
To me, I sound normal.
Yeah.
But
okay, so, but this is fucking stupid.
Is it what Radio Valencia's usual level of technical?
Well, I don't know what the... I don't know what regular is.
There's some headphones hanging up on the rack over there.
Okay, here. These should work.
It's working?
These can go fuck themselves.
Well, that's throwing the fear of the Lord into them. But now we are going to soar like the eagle and howl like the beagle.
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. I can hear you like a legal eagle beagle ululating in the...
Well, our guest does not have a microphone, and I was hoping you would introduce him.
Oh, yes, this is Will Kirkpatrick, who is a fine pianist, a real virtuoso, very capable on the piano. He's brought with him his keyboard, which weighs all of 3 pounds, but evidently can
do... I've got to get one of those.
Yeah, can do what keyboards that weigh thousands of pounds can do.
Can it play a harpsichord and organ and like that?
Can you do a harpsichord? Okay, so it does different types of keyboard sounds.
Yeah, so caller, what happened?
Little caller, don't you know who this is?
Shining
yes,
like
we know who this
in
is.
A naughty
your
world.
Mama.
It's not Jerry Jeff Caller Jr.
Bonk.
Dr. Hal talks to the alien.
Well, calm the old boy down. What's the word for friend?
Amy,
Bala.
Hello?
Collar's still moving, Hal.
Yeah. Swat him again.
Keep getting off
made
my
out
face.
Of plastic, but it sure does a good job.
Okay, we're all alone now.
Let's just drive the show.
There's callers all over the screen door.
I know, but keep driving, keep driving.
Well, look, there's that one little caller that's all lit up and everything. You just put a bunch of those in the jar, and maybe you could read comic books at night.
Okay, we'll put one in. Okay, I caught one. It's in the jar. It's in the jar. He was on the phone a minute ago. Now he's in the jar. Okay, don't
open. He gave up. The Tijuana Bible quotes were too much for his soul to bear.
Hirohito,
Mirinessa.
Or maybe we were talking to one
script.
Of
that's what we forgot
man.
The script.
When we had a script, everybody could be heard. It was better then.
That's
are you
right.
referring to the Hinckley Commission?
Yes, Hinckley Commission must follow script. Do not worry about one gunman who blasted from side with mustache, puzzling evidence. No, not puzzling evidence.
As a quondam quotidian member of the Ed Hinckley Commission to investigate the assassination of Bob Dobbs, I resent the allegation and I defy the alligator who claims that my allegiance to my country is in any way compromised by my subgenius faith. I am and always remain an American.
Do you, Senator, continue to believe in torture in the public schools? The amendment.
Well, you've got to understand that it's not as simple as you might like to believe. The economy has to have paramount consideration. And, of course, we can't allow our daily needs to suffer simply because of the exaggerated complaints of an underprivileged few. I think that answers your question.
Well, what about your proposed amendment to make all students work at McDonald's for below minimum wage for 2 years after graduation from junior high school?
But the rider to that bill, which other party in Congress still continues to oppose, was that a small section of their frontal lobes would be removed and the electronic control developed by our friends in Silicon Valley implanted as per the conditions of the Karen Act. And thus, you see, these ethnics and minorities and other undesirables would be forced to enter the production line to create our McDonald's world state economy.
Well, I have to say that is an embarrassment to the American people, and I will not stand and I will not run for re-election on a supposed form of these ideas. To me, impossible.
We'll return to Damn Pain 84 in just a minute. Remember, it's only 30 days till
the erection. And now, a word from your caller.
Operate. Please. You are not in control.
It might be, and if it were,
rolling
so it would be.
Vendor value.
As it is.
Really Happy New Year, Mark.
That's just another robot that. Caller. Go
is not
him.
That.
Okay, we'll try to.
Which is not that. Which is.
Au contraire, but you're not there.
Disembowel him. Next. I guess the 9-pound spiders have lost the gift of speech.
And many times in the explanation, they go through a searching process, too. I think
you're here again.
Well,
we don't know
why. Still
do
diving for dullards on the Subgenius Hour. Remember, there is a suggested dinosaur in every package.
Oh, yeah. But
yes.
I had this dream.
Yeah, but most of the packages have been broken open and the dinosaurs have been allowed to perish.
Suggested for mature audiences only.
You are about.
And once again, we must say, no, it's Mchurch. Get your hands off of Mchurch, okay?
Well, keep your hands to yourself, fella.
Somewhere
and here goes Philo.
And
here, Philo. Here, Philo.
And now we switch our image from single Philo to the rather crowded Subgenius Rec Room.
Yes, unfortunately, it's the Mobius Rec Room. And
look at those glistening bodies shining with sweat.
Yeah, but it's not human sweat.
They sure know how to work up an unholy appetite.
Well, doctor.
That's Dr. Proctor, and my friend here, Baker Faker, and Sailor Bailer, and Waiter Bader.
Impingements of
Waiter Bader.
Impotence.
Oh, he's not available now. I'll have to send you some of our kitchen help.
Well, I guess there's a Philo going
to be here.
He doesn't
seem to be answering. I can't leave the desk, sir, or I'd go and investigate.
He should be awake soon, believe me.
Believe me, everything's under control.
And
the show is continuing as usual.
Don't understand what's going on. We're just about to contact one of the most unimportant members of the current Church of the Subgenius. But one of the most past important members, or something.
This is a great moment in history.
Or something.
We are
it's
about
true.
To make contact with one of the strangest creatures ever to be heard by mortal man.
And so if you can't stand to listen to this guy, either can we. So here he is. Here he is. Here he is. Here he is.
Here he is.
Himself. It's Philo. It's Philo.
Oh, we can't connect to Philo.
Caller,
because
you gotta hang up, caller. Caller, hang up right now.
Diddly squat caller on the line trying to block our transmission to Philo. Now, if that isn't un-American atheism, no. I don't know what is.
Philo, please don't listen to this. Come on, Philo. I know you want to have the...
Hold on. Impossible to speak to the common rank in Philo.
Hang up.
Uh-oh.
Punch me in again here.
Wait.
Don't bring in your hang-ups, man.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be okay, Philo. It'll be all right. Come on, sit up, Philo. It'll be all right.
That's it. Down, boy. Get the stick. Get the stick, boy. Get the stick.
Everything's going to be
okay. Get the stick, Philo. Get the stick. That's it.
That's right.
Bring it here. Bring it here.
Grab those dots, Philo. It's going to be okay. Oh, yeah, come on, wake him up.
Now the pipe, boy. Now the pipe.
That's right, stand up.
Do the pipe.
Sit up. Sit up, Philo. Come on, Philo, wake up.
I'll be here in just a moment. He's putting on a t-shirt, ladies and gentlemen.
It's okay. It's okay. It'll be all right.
It's the Sargasm Sea.
Like this.
Surrounding the Noosphere, the Sorghum Sea surrounds our planet in the upper epipipes.
That's a beautiful piece of equipment.
Brought to you by
Crunchy
Dog Biscuits. The dog biscuits that make your canines sink their canines into their delicious palpable softness with a resounding yes, a resounding woof. Woof. And by Corinthian Column Cigarettes. Bring some of the grandeur of ancient Rome into your own drab life and light up a Corinthian Column. Also, try our Doric and Ionic.
Oh,
Philo!
Oh, Philo! Why did you come here to this show?
Single Philo.
You must understand that.
Connie there.
No, Connie's here.
No, Connie.
She was here a week ago.
Connie, no,
I wish I knew.
There have been the rumors that you'll be here soon.
She was here a week ago.
Call that possible.
Or maybe.
He's coming out in the late November, in the age 70 million years ago.
As long as the...
As long as
as plain as the nose on your...
You know... Face. What about this attempted resurrection of the corpse and their future...
Resurrectors...
Dr. Philo, let me help you freshen up.
What about the resurrection of Bob
and spring? Certain hope of eternal resurrection.
Implantation of Bob's personality.
The resurrection and the life, saith the Lord.
Someone supposedly siphoned out his personality into a jar.
When the dead shall emerge from their graves and put on new flesh.
Eating the brain of their antagonist.
Well, that's a good idea, but I hope you're going to get
the creator
is
middle air at the throne of judgment.
Would be better and greater than the real Bob was.
It's true. And also, Dr. Philo, Overman Philo, I should call you, I guess. The truth is that we have a theater date now, and we're wondering if you'd consent to speak in public for the first time in many years about some of the events in the church, and especially the shooting of Dobbs in January.
When's the date? Where?
It's the 23rd and 24th at a little club called 16, right in 16th. In the Mission.
That'd be a,
not right up the street from where Bob was shot, about a block away.
A band that dare not, Doctors for a Thousand Wotans under a rug band, going to be playing there too.
Sounds good.
So bring the big head and your guitar or sax.
The head always comes.
Oh, good, because you
and
know
the magnificent sight it is.
When the head comes, it'll be just a little ways away from its birthplace, from what I understand.
It's incredible,
and
ladies
when are you
and
coming
gentlemen.
In, by the way?
You can't keep those heads from coming.
What dates are your arrival and go away times?
Well, we don't have them nailed down yet. Yeah, we're working that out.
Can you make
right
the two
now.
Weekends of that weekend? Of that week?
Yeah, it would be the weekend.
Because then you could do this show.
You see,
that's
my
right.
friends, two weekends make a strong end.
That's right. You'd rather have a strong end than a weekend.
Oh, you're speaking right now, actually.
You're on tape early
die
in the morning.
With a sword in your
this
hand.
This show is
we'll playing this back Saturday morning at 4:30.
Backstabbing Saturday morning.
Yeah.
You are definitely on
so we have to shave
now.
A little off here.
A little shaver, eh?
Naturally, we'll have to censor the obscene parts for government specifications.
I've seen how this rodeo ends, and it ain't pretty.
I know how to rodeo, and I know how to read.
But we can't all just get rodeoed.
Wotan, Wotan, frozen god of Northland, you are my man. Oh, Wotan.
Thank you. I know you can't hear the sound effects, but we have... We have about 18 tracks of pure noise all over.
I can't hear them, but I can feel them.
The noise, well, noise, noise, noise.
I have never met this person
before.
We should introduce this person. This is not any normal human being.
We want to introduce ourselves to you.
This is the salesman par excellence.
No, man.
The man who taught Dobbs how to sell.
Dr. Philo
Bob and I went through a training class together for Future Farmers America Selling Club.
And well, Dr. Drummond, you're being billed here as the man that Bob was patterned after, and I know that's a big hunk, so to speak, but that's exactly what was happening. Oh, here he denies it on the air, ladies
and gentlemen. That's just a rumor.
Rumor behind the
why aren't you dead?
Folklore,
why
the tale.
Why am I not dead? Well, I didn't make it out to San Francisco.
And also, it
true
might be
enough.
Because Dr. Drummond's failure to achieve a Dobbs nature.
You are now being electronically added to the video of Nugget Slack, as if you were there and were shot yourself.
That's true.
Wear
so see you in court.
Get it?
What about my T-shirt?
Well, you can put it back on.
That's going to be something else, but I did save you some posters.
Most people drink coffee these days.
Yeah, save some pills. Right off the stage.
All right.
And then we'll have to go back to the theater on one afternoon and walk you through in chroma key some of the parts so you can join in on the video when they drop
all
you in Kirk's video
together.
Later.
That's right. So you want to be on synthesizer or drums?
Dr. Philo Drummond.
You can see more of you when you're on synthesizer.
That's right.
We have one of those Arbitrons, but we can't seem to play it out through the board.
Cheap
I play it for you. It's got some wonderful Bob songs done by the new, that new band, Devoid, or whatever their
name
the is.
Oh, the new band?
Yeah.
Devoid, yeah. That old band used to be.
They're devoid of anything but famous, integrity.
Yeah. Right, okay. They were, second cousins to Thousand Doctors, right?
I gotta say, this is this is not looking good.
I
forgot to send you the tape, but it's sitting there on the floor. Don't worry.
There must be a reason.
I'll give you the instructions on the tape right now.
There's some kind of reason.
You're having a four-channel album's coming pretty soon. You do know that we found a way to turn off the sound. I mean, the sound modifier.
The Dolby.
The special effect.
We finally won our lawsuit from Doctors for Bob.
How much?
$7 billion.
Wow, and who gets paid?
We do. Doctors for Bob will be paying us for the rest of their lives.
The Mystic Knights of Wotan has lost $5 million.
In Navajo, that's go away.
Rich will through because of... for years they've claimed we were the best of the Doctors for Bob rip-off bands. And
well, you must be. You've got over three.
We were more original than that.
Yeah, it's true. Over three good musicians have gone bad in your band. I think that's a much higher ratio than the Doctors.
Band in Boston.
Four of them have died.
Discharge. Well, I heard that Stern is going to go to medical school now.
We are in
Mexico.
That's
Bolivia. That's right.
He's going to become a brujo.
A brujo?
Right.
All that brouhaha. You must mean Bolivia, the tattooed lady.
Okay.
Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Hear what, Pilgrim?
Christina's
sound little
brain. Oh, my goodness.
I thought that was the sound of Christina's little brain rolling around inside her head.
This will revive dead brain cells.
Well, it'll be too late because the show is almost over.
Oh, is that right?
The tinkler of the twisted crystals.
It's 10 minutes to 6 here on KPFA.
No, about 10 minutes from now, little callers will all be dead.
Yes.
That's right. And the show won't be pumped up again until next week.
Did the mystery caller call today?
The misery caller? They're all misery callers.
No, the mystery
pitiful.
Caller.
Pitiful. Just pitiful
callers,
is what I call it.
They're pity callers. Pity callers.
Mindless awareness. But what about the mystery callers?
What about the tapes?
The one caller, you know.
What about the Algiers Motel incident?
Are you going to send us one of these things?
That one caller from that one time?
That one time. No, there's no caller now, and there's no time now. You don't understand. The show hurts you now, Philo. You're not strong enough to stay away.
The board's lighting up like a Christmas tree. Just look at it, but we don't have time to talk to any of these callers.
Besides that, it's not Christmas.
Come on, the show doesn't hurt. That's just an old hag's tale.
Good morning.
Tenderness.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Guten Morgen.
Good morning.
Yes.
I'm sorry. You're calling.
We are sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed.
Do you have your radio on there?
Please.
Yeah,
hang up.
Yeah, I thought so.
Well, and
put your
hand try again.
That's right.
Okay.
Put your ham on the radio.
You're gonna hang up.
My hand is on the radio.
You got your hand, your ham hocks in your hand.
Don't
right?
be ham-handed.
You got all these hang-ups, man. You got.
Okay, everything's all right then. Now begin to warm your brain up until it reaches
45
degrees.
Okay.
Now the hams should begin to warm up. We'll be right back. As Philo cooks his
hands, I know, I've connected.
And we're going to have that other segment on the show, the veterinary segment.
Okay.
Sir Thomas Brown.
Worming your Weimaraner.
These are your fans, Philo. You got to wake up. You've got to
look at the
back.
Fan dance going on here.
Tiny over woman.
Cobra woman, did you say?
You have a tiny over woman back there.
There's a war between the family members here.
As usual, when the show falls out, you're entrenched deep there into the dioxin pit there.
Well, my daughter just pulled a 45 on me.
Okay.
I'm being held hostage in my own home.
Well,
why be afraid of an obsolete record?
That's right.
They have
sharp edges, Dr. Hal. It's not a laughing matter.
Yes, they can be
sharpened by young children and thrown at adults as they drive past in the street.
Like
promise her anything, but give her a new bicycle every 6 months.
She says she needs pills and toys before she'll release me.
What kind of pills? We'll send them out.
Candy pills. Oh! Hey, you guys, can you hurry?
No, we can't do anything. We're just laughing. You should see what's going on here, Philo. You wouldn't believe it. There's doctors, there's surgery, it's like we're trying to talk into everything.
Hey,
man, we're just trying to operate on these listeners like crazy.
Drugs and pills and medical bills, that's
we're
what
gathering
the bodies are made
and,
of.
And the thousands and thousands
there's
of little feet of... strange things.
Oh. Yes, we hear the pitter patter.
Be good, Philo.
Philo,
you gotta be good. Little overwoman, stop that, little overwoman. Stop hurting the overman. Oh, little overwoman's beating him up.
Hey,
oh, no.
Serious, you guys.
Okay.
You send that stuff yet?
Yeah, it's on the way.
Two
right
pills
now.
And
checks in the mail.
It's in the mail. Huh?
It's in the mail.
Hey, hold on, we gotta put the show on fast
That's
forward.
What caused Connie to set Bob on fire.
Actually, I called for one big reason. How much do you want for the commission for the show in January or in November?
How much promotional? Excuse me.
What we've been promoting here on the radio.
What was our question again?
Is Biophilo for no reason at all? And is Biophilo going to show up and speak in public there? And how much a commission does he want?
That's
there?
Right. How much money do you want to speak?
We'll have to work this out.
Yeah, I guess so. A lot of zeros, huh?
That's right.
The Kenny Dr. Drummond would not admit
if you got a good speech, you might get a plane ticket out of it. Because you'll be talking in front of executives of the Maxon Corporation. A division
they'll grill
of
you and check your every movement.
Well, lots of zeros.
Lots of zeros, and it'll scare you.
Maybe you'll want
get to the Subdinis and they... No, I can't really sing the rest of this because it's public radio and it's not really available.
Yeah, yeah, one zero, and two. That was a good error.
All right, we're switching over to one and two. Engines one and two.
All right.
And now we're tuning the car.
Coming in on a wing and a prayer.
Well, do I get a bi-lifter kit with that?
Probably
so. Bi-lifter.
Before you know it, too.
And a bull worker.
And redone valves.
Though there's one motor gone, yet I must carry on. Coming in on a wing and a prayer. Well, it's time for us to leave now. And the forces of darkness, once again, must give way before the forces of light. Yes, until
the
next time.
Yeah, Emmett's here.
We must crawl
he's
into our dens of
he's
red.
He's going to push us off the cliff.
Our hellish bogs and our pits of slime. Until the next time, we can inflict our message upon you. But until then.
Yes, until then.
This is Puzzling Evidence. Beginning to sign out now as we get close to the end of the show.
And this is Dr. Gary Gabofam wishing I was asleep.
And this is Uncle Hal, the kiddie's pal, with his brain desperately full of random vicious thoughts and evil impulses.
And this is Dr. Philo Drummond coming to you from out here.
In the boondocks, the back of the island.
Now, Philo, if just
we'll
one thing
Philo
for our listeners before
we'll
you go.
Philo close the show
would
for
you
us,
say,
Oh,
yeah.
You can hug, you can ohm till the cows come home. Nothing's better than
This is, of course, the original version.
So, are you going to be over to Wotan tonight?
Ripped off by some black band from East St. Louis.
Really? What year was that?
The West Coast version.
What year? What year was that?
Excuse me?
What year was that?
1952.
Wow. Yes, the boxer was in the Philippines. Scatman Crothers.
And this, of course, is the wimped out Texas version.
That sounds terrible.
What about the California
one? You can't do that sort of thing
in San Francisco.
And the Arkansas?